What is programming you? What have you been consuming lately? What have you been doing lately? What have you been listening to lately? What have you been watching lately? This is our little Monday podcast, short and sweet. Because I've had so many thoughts on my mind, taking so many seminars and learning. And really, it's just like, if you're not sure what to do, at least put the channel on something that has the potential to help you. Yes, you can justify it like I did last year and saying, I need to watch all 10 seasons of Smallville because I get a great quote from Lex Luthor or Lionel Luthor or Clark every episode. But that took 42 minutes to get 3 or 4 quotes. What if you had invested that time, 42 minutes, into a program, learning a skill? Season 1 is a whole skill you would have learned. And I had to realize, to get what I wanted and to get that those things I truly desired, I had to program. I had to change the program. Because the only way to change what's on the other side of the equal sign is to change what's on the other side of the equal sign. You get what I'm throwing? The only way to change what's on one side of the equal sign is to change what's on the other side of the equal sign. If you don't like your input, you don't like the output, one of those has to change. You know, oftentimes we expect to keep adding 2 plus 2 and hope that it gives us a different answer. And if it happens to do it, sometimes there's errors. We get it done, we don't know how we did it. So what is programming you? This is a little reminder as I'm sitting on this step trying to talk very quiet, to change the channel to something that has the potential to make your life more like you would love to have it. This goes through my mind so much as I've been, because oftentimes when we change, we're smarter than we think, and we pick up and pick up more things than we realize. Because what ends up happening is as we're doing our thing and we're listening to whatever we're listening to, like it's we're secretly picking that up, maybe not in our conscious mind, but the subconscious part. And that's an important thing to realize. Because when you can understand that, you just put on things that you might just pick up something good if you listen to that podcast at the gym. So this is a reminder, what are you listening to? I know some of you listen to this podcast at work, on the way to work, on the bus, walking, working out, driving. This is programming your mind for something. You could listen to a song. That can help. But there's things that are more direct. And you never know, because of how smart that we are, the little things that are around us that we pick up without even knowing it. So with that being said, for a Monday evening, getting this podcast out, I love you, wish you all the best, want the best for you. But me wanting the best and wishing the best has very little to do with what you get. Change the input, and you'll change the output.